Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it opens in select cities today, including Austin, Texas. And I'll be there, honored to introduce it and have a Q&A afterwards. It's Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism. And he joins us for this full hour, riding shotgun with us, coming up at the bottom of the hour in 30 minutes. Will be Joe Bannister, the armed Treasury agent who discovered that the whole IRS system was a fraud. He'll be with us coming up in 30 minutes. Aaron Russo, of course, has done things like bringing Led Zeppelin to the United States and being the head of their promotions and tours. He's brought forward huge smash hits with Eddie Murphy, like Trading Places. And he joins us now to talk about his new film, America, Freedom to Fascism. And this is bittersweet for me because I now remember a couple calls from Aaron, and they fell through the cracks. I didn't get in touch with him and wasn't in the film. I was like, man, why didn't you put me in this, Aaron? He goes, well, I tried, remember? But there's a lot of great people in it, and I think it's probably better for not having me in it. But it's excellent. I've had a chance to watch it. I've got a DVD of it he sent me, and it's going to be showing tonight here in Austin. Aaron Russo, good to have you on with us.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I'm really happy to join you today. I really am.
Well,
it's an important day for me and the movie and the country, and to be on your show today is perfect.
I'm looking at some of the movie posters. Would you put a chip in this? It's an up-close shot of a little baby. It's another shot poster with the Statue of Liberty with a red filter over it with barbed wire fence up in front of it saying no trespassing. And, of course, the main theatrical poster is a big black poster with Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism with barbed wire across the word America in red, white, and blue. Makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi. 4 stars, highest rating, the scariest movie film you'll see all year. After watching this film, your comfy, secure notions about America and about what it means to be an American will forever be shattered. Todd Davis, Schwartz, CBS. Aaron, break down the movie for us, but before you do that, tell us how you got the idea to make this film.
Well, the idea came from the fact that for years I've been hearing about the fact there's no law that makes people file a 1040 and pay an income tax. And I had heard this, and I philosophically never believed that there should be an income tax on your labor, that you own your own body and you own your labor. And when you give your labor to somebody, it's an exchange. You know, it's something that you own, and the other person is giving you something they own. And it's an exchange. It's not taxable. That was always my philosophy. But I decided to find out whether it was really a law or not and do an investigation. And as I investigated it, it became very clear to me that there is no law because in 1913, when they supposedly passed the 16th Amendment, although we all know it wasn't ratified, assuming it was ratified for the moment, the Supreme Court said on 8 different occasions that the 16th Amendment gave the government no new taxing power, and they couldn't tax your labor. And as soon as the Supreme Court said that, I mean, the case closed. It's over, you know. And so I don't even care about the code because the code is irrelevant. And I went to see the former IRS commissioner, Sheldon Cohen, and the IRS set up that interview for me. And in speaking with him, I said, you know, he said the 16th Amendment is the authority that allows the IRS to tax you. I said, well, what about all the Supreme Court decisions that say that didn't give you that power? And to my amazement, he said to the camera, and it's in the film, he said Supreme Court decisions are inapplicable to the IRS.
So they're even above the Supreme Court.
They're above, right? They're above the law, is what they're saying. The law doesn't matter to them, you know, and we all know that's not true. And so that's why in the Irwin Schiff case they have in the movie, you see the judge saying to Irwin Schiff, as he's trying to express to the jury that there is no law, you see the judge say, and here's a direct quote, "I will not allow the law in my courtroom."
Stay there, Aaron Russo. We're going to go through this amazing quotes and some of the things that are in the film after this quick break. And it'll be showing here tonight to a packed house. I think you may still be able to get tickets. We'll see.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aaron Russo's new film opens today in select theaters across the United States, America, Freedom to Fascism. Aaron, out of the gates here, tell folks what cities this film is opening in and how they can get tickets, how they can see it.
The film opens up in New York, Chicago, Austin, Texas, Tampa, Florida, and Kansas City, Kansas. In those five cities tonight. And you get tickets by calling local box office. On my website, freedomtofascism.com, there's a list of all the theaters and phone numbers to call, movie phone, you know, all the normal ways of buying a movie ticket. And it's really very important that people in those cities or even neighboring cities and states go to the theater this weekend and see the movie, because if we have big box office this weekend, then the movie will spread across America.
That's right. If you have a big box office, then it will probably expand next week to 200 theaters if it does well there, 800 theaters if it does well there, 1,500 theaters.
Exactly.
And then it's a mega hit. For those that don't know, that's how a platform release works. That's what Scanner Darkly, the film I'm in, just did.
Right, exactly. And if you don't do that, if people don't show up to see the movie, you know, it's going to die on the limb. You know, the vine, as they say. It's very important that people show up this evening, that we get big box office, and the media sees what's happening. Because right now, they're trying very hard to keep me off the media. You know, they really are. I was supposed to do a big radio show this morning between 10 and 11, And then they called up and said, listen, we have to push it back till 10:30, quarter to 11. And I got the producer on the phone, and he admitted that the owner of the station got a call from somebody and said to pull my plug, not to let me on the show this morning.
Well, I mean, it's happened over 30 times. I just had a huge offer for a national TV show.
Yes.
Head producers, head people in programming, and I always just wait. And then they go, oh, the president said, no, you don't get the TV show. We know it'd be huge. We know it'd be massive. And I just said, I told you so. And they're like, yeah, they say it's too politically incorrect. It's too powerful. And they say, we know it'd be a success. You know, that's the thing. This film that you've made would, you know, reach tens of millions of people and could be in thousands of theaters. And it should be, but they'll do whatever they can to suppress it. So it's important for everybody to get out there to see it.
Yeah, it really is. And I understand what you're saying. I mean, you know, CNBC wanted me on one day. They called me, begged me to come on one of the shows, Donny Deutsch Show. They were doing a show about music and politics and movies and politics. And they said, we'll fly you in first class with all the stuff. And I said, okay, I'll do it. They called back the next day and said, we can't have you on. We're sorry.
It's gotten to where when Fox producers call up, they go, hey, we're fans. Hey, I saw your documentary. Listen, we're going to fly you here or we're going to have you on tonight. And they call back and go, oh, the head guy just called down and said you're not allowed to come on.
Right.
Same thing with CNN. I was told directly that after being on, five nights in a row with the Charlie Sheen information, they were getting huge ratings. Said they having 5,000 people in their online votes. They were having 50-plus thousand. They were getting top ratings. They were going to go a whole other week with it, and they got a call and said, kill it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's it. You know, people like yourself, myself, we're not allowed on. You know, they want to keep us off. That's why it's so important, the people who are listening to the show today, that they go to the theater, they see the movie. We create a real sense of, people want this movie. And then I assure you, because the movie theaters, I must say, have been very helpful so far. They have not been resistant. Even the AMC chain is playing the movie. And so...
you've had some big hits in the past. Tell us about some of the stuff you've been involved in.
Well, Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Danny Aykroyd was a huge hit for me, a really huge hit. And The Rose with Bette Midler was a very, very big hit for me. And actually, both of those are considered classics in the movie industry. One a classic comedy and the other a musical. And I'm sort of hoping that this one becomes a classic documentary. but I also brought Led Zeppelin to America for the first time. I've done the movie Teachers with Nick Nolte and Morgan Freeman was a very big hit. Now, I've done a lot of stuff. You know, I've won an Emmy on the television, a Tony on Broadway. You know, I've got 7 Golden Globe nominations. My films have won 3 or 4 of them. I don't remember exactly. You know, I've done a lot of stuff. I've been very rewarded and awarded. And everything is very good. This movie is the most important movie I've ever done in my life. It's the one I'm most passionate about. Because America really is. We're deep in the trenches, you know, becoming the new, I believe, totally in the New World Order. I believe that globalism, the Federal Reserve, have to be stopped. We have to stop world government. And it's a must. Otherwise, it's over for us. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stop it. And that's why I spent the last 2 years making this movie. So as I was making the movie about the IRS, you know, and the fact that there was
no... Start back over where we left off at the last segment.
Okay.
With that judge's quote. And let's go through some more of the quotes and people we see and things we'll hear and witness for ourselves in Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism.
Well, the judge said, I will not allow the law in my courtroom, Irwin Schiff. And then he said, but Irwin replies with, but the Supreme Court said in the Cheek decision... basically saying that you have to take Supreme Court decisions. And he said, irrelevant, denied. I don't care the Supreme Court decisions. Irrelevant, denied. You know, and they put Irwin away for 13 years for not breaking any laws. And, we're living in a police state. That's really what it is. And I hate to say that because I do love my country. But I am very scared of my government. I really am. I don't like what's happening here. And I find it necessary to oppose it. You know, and to support the idea of freedom of the individual. We've become a country of institutions. And so when it comes to the income tax, you have three important things. You have the fact that the 16th Amendment was never ratified. You have the fact that the Supreme Court said even if it was ratified, the government that didn't give the government any taxing powers, so they can't tax your labor. And then you have the third thing, which is There's no statute written by Congress that allows a tax on your labor. It doesn't exist. And the IRS code has to, you know, it's very confusing in the first place, but it has to come from a statute from Congress. They can't write law. The IRS does not write law. And there has to be a statute by Congress that allows them to tax the labor. And there is no statute. And those three things, you know, make it fairly clear that there is no law requiring you to pay an income tax. You know, it's very obvious. But what's really interesting to me is that a lot of the newspaper reviews, we're getting a lot of good reviews and a lot of bad reviews, but all the bad reviews are saying, well, my argument is that the 16th Amendment was never ratified, which is not my argument at all. As I only mentioned it in the movie, my argument is the Supreme Court decisions. And no one even mentions that in these articles. They don't even mention the Supreme Court decisions as if the people reading the reviews shouldn't know about it. You know, it's amazing how controlled we really are by the press. It's unbelievable to me what they're doing.
Oh, I run into this all the time. They're going to decide what's best for us to hear, and they won't debate you on the facts. I'll be on the phone with newspaper reporters, big magazine reporters, and I'll go, listen, I got the facts. I want to give them to you. No, I don't need to see that. I know you're a kook, and I'm going to expose you.
Right. That's hell with the facts. What do we need the facts for? We're going to tell you what it is, you know? I mean, they can't accept the facts. That's, you know, because then they lose. You know, they have to be able to spin things the way they want to. And what they do by force. The IRS acts by force. The media acts by force. But they won't let you on the air. Everything in this country has become perverted and twisted upside down.
Well, Aaron, you've got a lot of courage. You know, I know a lot of Hollywood people, you know, I'm sure more than I do, but I know some of the biggest names in Hollywood, some of the biggest producers, directors, actors. They all know about 9/11. They're all very informed on what the globalists are doing. They're not the leftists that we, quote, hear about from Fox News and the rest of it. They're way past that. And they really see the big picture. They're pro-Second Amendment, even, quote, top liberals you've all heard about, folks. They've really woken up in the last 4 or 5 years. But they know that if they stick their heads up, they'll be lopped off. Take Charlie Sheen. He knew what was going to happen to him going public on this broadcast and then being told to shut up, but still going on Jimmy Kimmel Live and really paying for it, being dragged through the mud. And, you know, now Richard Linklater, just a few weeks ago on this show, pretty big director, he came out and talked about 9/11 being an inside job without me even prompting him. You're here making a film exposing the New World Order, the implantable chips, the police state. It's all in this new film, but you've been there for a while. I mean, I've seen, you know, a TV show, a pilot you produced, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, what, Wake Up? Where you were getting into, you know, how the warrantless searches, how they plant drugs on people to take their property, how the police come and kill you with asset forfeiture seizure to take your property. So I want to commend you and salute you for your courage, because you could easily go make, you know, some more big, giant $300, $300 million grossing films, but you're not doing that.
Not after this.
No, I mean, that's my point.
I could have. Not after this one.
That's my point, is that you've had all these hit movies, and you could still be out there doing that, but you're following your passion.
Well, what good is it to make those hit movies if you don't believe in it and you believe the country's going down the tube? What's the point? There is no point. You know, we've got a free America. That's the most important thing on my agenda, and it should be the most important thing on everybody's agenda. Everybody has to stop fighting with each other over little things and get together and shut down the Federal Reserve System. Because that's how you're going to bring freedom back to this country.
That's really the heart of the beast, is the central banking cartel.
Well, the central banking cartel, first of all, is right out of the Communist Manifesto, as is the graduated income tax. But the point is that the Federal Reserve System is the tool that the people behind it use to get their way. Once you have the ability to create money out of thin air, you can buy whatever you want. You can buy what politicians you want. You can buy anything you want. And they own our government. And all these central banks across the world are all working together, and they all own their governments, and they're deciding what's going to happen to the people of this earth. And that's what has to stop.
Here's a quote from the film. It's secret, and we can't find out what's happening, but the Congress created it, and it's not authorized in the Constitution. Congressman Ron Paul, in answer to Russo's question about who owns the Federal Reserve. I mean, think about it. A Hollywood movie, folks, in theaters with Ron Paul in it. You can't ask for any better. And I tell you, this is a who's who of patriots and people standing up for this nation in this new film, America, Freedom to Fascism. Aaron Russo, the director, the producer, is our guest. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die, with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects, at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
It's being distributed by Cinema Libre Studio, and they're all watching to see how it does this weekend. Aaron, take here in Austin and the other cities it's opening in. Aaron Russo, our guest, the producer and director of America Freedom to Fascism. Is it going to be airing throughout the weekend here in Austin, or is it just this single play tonight?
Oh, no. They're just playing there, you know, throughout the weekend, throughout next week.
Good. Fantastic. Do you ballpark know how many showings, or do we just need to go to the website to find out?
Oh, the website, I'll tell you. I don't know exactly, but it's going to be playing all week. We need people to go this weekend. You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is going to be the critical week. Those 3 days are going to be the critical time for this movie. Whether you're in Tampa or Austin or Kansas City, wherever you are, Chicago, New York, go this weekend. We need a huge, big opening weekend. And if we get that big, huge opening weekend, everybody's going to be jumping online to distribute the movie further.
That's fantastic. Get more into the film. You don't just get into the Federal Reserve and its henchmen at the IRS. You get into the bigger picture, too.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the important thing. I mean, that's the decision I had to make when I was making the movie. Because it started out to be about the IRS, and it was originally, the movie was called April 15th, The Real April Fool's Day. And I was making that movie. I said, you know, as much as I love this subject matter, this movie has to be about a lot more than that. Because to me, the IRS was just part of the bigger picture, you know, part of the overall police state. So then I brought into the Federal Reserve System, and as I got into the Federal Reserve, I realized that would take us into the police state, and about the national ID card we have to have by May 2008, and the chips that they're doing, the RFID chips. And then I said, ultimately, this all leads to the New World Order, the One World Order. That's what it's really about, and the immigration issue, and all those kind of things. And so I had to take the movie from 1913, when everything started, up through the New World Order, where we are today, and what the David Rockefeller and the various globalists have in mind for us, you know, and it's very important that it was all tied together in one piece so that people would see the big picture. So as opposed to just making a movie about the IRS, I tried to lay out a movie that would deal with the whole situation, with the IRS being part of it, as opposed to the picture, you know. We talk in the movie about, how Josiah Stamp from the Bank of England talks about how, if you took all the money away from the central bankers, but you gave them the power to create money, in the flick of an instant, they'd own everything back, and they'd make enough money to buy it all back. We've allowed these people to make whatever money they want to make out of thin air. They bought our government. They buy whatever they want to buy. They have no limit to what they can do, and they're not audited. It's a joke, you know. It's beyond the crime, you know. And so, this is information that people thought the Federal Reserve was a federal agency, and we explained to them it's no more federal than Federal Express.
Well, this is huge, and it's going to have a huge effect, regardless of how many theaters it's in. But I imagine it's going to end up being in quite a few. And at least be an art house hit, and it'll be huge on DVD. The minute you got this thing ready for DVD sale, it's in 3 months, 6 months, whenever it is, Aaron, I want to be the first person to get a shipment of these to sell them on my online video and bookstore, because it's a wonderful film, and I think it'll really reach out to Susie Q Public and Joe Sixpack. I think it's going to have a massive effect. Tell us about Joe Bannister. He's in the film, and he's going to be joining us, both of us together, in this next segment.
Well, I love Joe. I mean, Joe is just, you know, he's a hero. He really is. He's like Gary Cooper used to be in the old days, you know. Joe's a very, very special man. You know, he was a criminal investigator for the IRS, and he's actually, you know, one of the reasons I made the movie, because people like Joe stood up and started talking about it, which is how I learned about this. And Joe's a stand-up guy who I have tremendous respect for. I admire greatly. And Joe in the movie expresses the fact that when he tried to go to the IRS and say, look, he's hearing all these stories, you know, can they help him see through the problem here? They gave him his resignation papers. They don't want to answer any questions, because they can't answer the questions.
Well, the story's incredible. You know, I was the first person on radio or for television to interview Joe. I guess that was back in the late 1990s, right after he had just resigned. And he was listening to a talk radio show in Central California, heard DV Kid on the radio, didn't believe this well-spoken lady on a talk show host he respected, laying out all the federal documents. So for 2 years, he secretly, quietly in his own home at the library, and with his own internal IRS connections, began researching and found out that it was private, it was a scam, it was a fraud. And then he wrote a big paper to his superiors saying, prove me wrong, will you please show me this is okay? And they said, yeah, go ahead and resign. Then they criminally charged him later, and he was found not guilty by a jury of his peers, what, last year?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, I had a big battle with David K. Johnston from the New York Times about Joe the other day. You know, saying that didn't prove anything, that Joe was acquitted, you know. No one's ever beaten the IRS in court. I said, what are you talking about? You know, this guy started yelling at me. He said, no Supreme Court decision ever said there was
Yeah,
no,
but that guy's admittedly on, well, we'll talk about that piece of garbage when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
We'll be going right back to our guest, the director, the producer of America, Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo, and of course, Joe Banister joining us. Before we do that, I want to remind you that this hour is brought to you by Calbin Five Star Soap Products. They were set up in 1947, owned by the same family. They're all organic. There are no chemicals, dyes, pesticides in these. They're made out of vegetables and citrus oils. And this is what I use in my home for washing our clothes, our dishes, and in the shower is bar soap and shampoo. It is wonderful. And folks, you can go buy organic soap at Whole Foods or, you know, at the different shops, and it's like twice as much as store-bought soap. Well, Calbin Pure Soap is 25% the cost of the chemical soaps and a lot cheaper than the expensive organic soaps. That's because you buy it in bulk, a month supply, a year supply, a 2 year supply. Give them a call and get a free catalog or talk to them or get their $14 sampler packet. It's so important. 1-800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091 or calbinsoap.com. There's a big fat banner on the left hand side of Infowars.com. You can link through right there to Calbin Pure Soap's website or call toll free 1-800-340-7091. It's made in America, it's family-owned, you save a lot of money, it's not toxic, it's organic, it's wonderful. We use it here in the office. Just wait till you smell the bar soap. It's just incredible. And believe me, you're going, bar soap? Wait till you smell it. Just wait till you do. All right, going back to Aaron Russo, opening in theaters, dotted across the U.S. today, including here in Austin. I'll be introducing it and giving a question and answer at the end. Feel honored that Aaron asked me to do this. and it's America, Freedom to Fascism. And Joe Bannister has now joined us. Joe, we were just talking about you before you joined us. Were your ears burning?
Well, actually, somebody connected me, and I actually was hearing what you were saying. So.
Well, for those that don't know who you are, first, I commend you for joining us. I'm glad you're in this movie. Tell us, just in a in kind of a thumbnail sketch nutshell, about yourself, what happened, how they criminally charged you, how you won that historical case, and about this movie.
Well, let's see if I can put that into a nutshell. Began with the IRS in 93, worked there till 99. I expected to spend a full 20-year career with the IRS, serving my country, protecting the treasury. You know, it sounds corny, but I mean, I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, and I know that, you know, taxation is necessary, government is necessary, and I wanted to be one of the honorable cogs in that wheel. And about 2 years into my career there, 3 years actually, I heard this claim that the income tax was largely a voluntary system, in that when you looked at the laws that required compliance, it didn't apply to as large a group as the IRS led the public to believe. And I thought it was a crazy claim, but it was made by on a show, radio show, somebody that I found to be pretty trustworthy. So I went ahead and started to investigate just on evenings and weekends. You know, during the day I'd be going to work carrying my gun and badge for the IRS. And I was astounded to find, after a couple of years of part-time research, that I could not poke holes in this overall claim that the IRS was, you know, knowingly deceiving the public and basically knowingly breaking the law. So I confronted my supervisors, feeling that I really had no other choice than to go to my supervisors at the IRS, the same ones who took the same oath that I did, and figuring that they had this, you know, similar integrity, and said, you know, what do I do about this? I mean, I've tried to poke holes in these arguments. Of course, I find some that are out there, but the core seems to really have some merit. And I'm a CPA, and I've got a degree in accounting, and, you know, why is it I can't poke holes in these principal arguments of these so-called tax protesters? And rather than try to help me, try to explain to me where I went wrong in my analysis, they just said, we're not going to answer your questions, resign. And so I did, and that was February of 1999. And from February 99 until November of 2004, I basically just went back to doing accounting work and representing people with IRS matters. And in November of 2004, the government indicted me on a conspiracy to defraud the United States of America. And they tried to put me in prison for 3 or 4 years. And that was really the only time up to that point when I actually had just regular citizens evaluating my conduct and my integrity, as opposed to these government tribunals that, you know, so much run our government. And the jury found that my conduct during the period that the government was alleging I was doing the bad things was actually quite sound, full of integrity and honesty.
What did the judge and the prosecutor do when they stood up and said, we, the jury, find Joseph Bannister not guilty on these counts?
Well, I think the prosecution was kind of thinking, they kind of got wind that things weren't going their way. There was a female and a male prosecutor, and the female prosecutor did not even show up for the verdict.
What did the judge do?
The judge, well, our judge, Judge Shub, there in Sacramento, I have to say was relatively fair. I mean, he let us put on a defense. He didn't let the prosecution walk all over us if they were going to break the law doing so.
Now, for those that don't know, the IRS was really persecuting you because you were traveling the country in full-page ads in USA Today and other places exposing the fraud, and they were really trying, I guess, to shut you up and punish you. They were able to punish Irwin Schiff, and the judge said on record, I don't allow the law in my court. We've got other judges, one in Denver 2 years ago, saying I don't allow the Constitution in my court. Aaron Russo, how important is this when we have these judges and others saying they don't allow the law and the Constitution in court?
It's a total breakdown of what our country's about. Our country's supposed to be a nation of law, and now you have judges that determine what the law is and make law instead of the Congress. And they've convinced juries that they should find people guilty.
Isn't that similar to Bush with 800 plus? It was 750, folks. I said 800 yesterday with a guest, and they said, Alex, you said 750. In the last 2 months, it's now 800. It's 800 plus, so it's 50 more cases of Bush just saying on torture, open borders, corruption, bid rigging, no bid contracts, you name it. He just says, we're above the law. We are the law. I mean, isn't that called tyranny?
Well, obviously it's called tyranny. We know what's happening. I'm sure the listeners in your show know what's happening. And the question is, for me, is not defining it anymore, but how to defeat it. You know, we all know what's happening in this country, but how do we defeat it? Which is why I made the movie, and why what Joe Bannister did is so important, what you're doing is so important. We have to pull together. You know, because if we don't hang together, we're going to certainly hang separately.
Joe, because you've seen the movie, you're in the movie. What do you think of America, Freedom to Fascism?
Well, I'm in love with it, even if I had ended up on the cutting room floor. thanks to Aaron. I do have a little role to play, and I'm happy that I could do so. But like I say, without me, the testimony and interviews by so many credible people, including, and we have to give thanks to David K. Johnston, even though I'm in agreement with you guys as far as the poor guy's head is awfully thick, his skull's awfully thick. But, you know, it was that question that he asked of the commissioner, the current commissioner at the time, and still the commissioner, Everson, about this group of people standing outside. And I was in that group of people standing outside.
Well, for those outside. That don't know, fill in the background. Tell us the story you're getting into.
Well, David K. Johnston of the New York Times has been kind of a thorn in the side of all of us who... of course, believe that we're doing the right thing and the honorable thing by exposing these issues. But he actually sat in a press conference that was hosted by the Internal Revenue Service, and he point blank asked the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, Mark Everson, is there a law that requires people to pay taxes? Now, I'm upset that he didn't say income taxes. He used the generic taxes. But nonetheless, he point blank asked the Commissioner. And, of course, Aaron included this clip in the movie, and that's unheard of, to be able to have that kind of question directed at an official and have them answer it and not dodge it.
Where do you get the answer?
Yeah, we won't give it away, but, I mean, it is just phenomenal. So, again, David K. Johnston, I think the thing he doesn't see, you know, he always talks about that there aren't any wins, which, of course, that in and of itself is incorrect. But the only way the government can win is if they cut your legs and arms off and your tongue, and then they say, go ahead and defend yourself.
Exactly. And, you know what David K.
That's
you know
not American justice.
I'm sorry. Do you know what David K. Johnson said the other day? He called me up to do an interview with me. And he gets on the phone. He says, Aaron, I'm doing this interview with you to see if I should give your movie any credibility. I said, wait, who says you have credibility to give my movie credibility? What do you mean you're going to give my movie credibility or not? You're just a show for the IRS, David. I know that. No matter what I say.
He's like claiming he's the Pope or something. I mean, everything comes from him.
Exactly. So no matter what I say, you're going to write the same thing. Doesn't matter what I say. Doesn't matter what the truth is, you know. And he finally hung up on me, you know. But the fact of the matter happens to be that he was saying there were no Supreme Court decisions. He was saying Joe Bannister's victory didn't mean anything. He was saying the IRS code is law, not that the Congress... I mean, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about, you know? And so I know he's going to write a real nasty article in the New York Times about the movie and about myself. Not that I care, but I think it's interesting that he got on the phone with the arrogance and say, I'm here to give you movie credibility.
But it shows their arrogance. We talked about this privately on the phone yesterday, Aaron. It's great that he's going to write a hit piece, and they're so delusional that they're the only people that have a voice and that they are... you know, Moses on the mountain, that they believe that when they attack you, everyone's going to believe it and not go see the movie, when it's actually the opposite. People are going to read the New York Times calling you names and think that you must be a saint.
They actually called me up today. They asked me if they could do a portrait of me for the article. I mean, these people are nuts. They really are. They just, they,
as
just,
long as they just put the two S's in Russo and one N in Bannister and two B's in Gibbons, and that's all we need, right?
Well, they all, exactly, Joe. But they also, you know, they're so arrogant that the point I'm trying to make is that when they call me up sometimes, major hit pieces, and I can tell it's a hit piece, I go, you know what? I don't want to do this interview. You're going to write whatever you want. Go ahead and do whatever you want. And it shocks them that we don't grovel and lick their boots. It shocks them that they are basically becoming an afterthought and a joke in the American people's minds, and they're just starting to realize that the people aren't buying their baloney anymore. Aaron, Joe?
Well, what you're saying is exactly right. I mean, you took the words out of my mouth, in a sense. I mean, the fact is, though, that there are still many people through television who have no idea what's happening. That's why your work is so important. That's why it's so important we keep building this nucleus. You know, because, you know, it's like we have a, there's a nucleus of people who are standing up, like what Charlie Sheen did, I admire so much. And we keep and more and more people keep adding on to this nucleus. And that's what has to happen. And we have to work together to make the, to defeat them. Because they have the, they make the money, they have the army, they have everything. And they're also the liars. They don't have, but we have the truth. We have the people and we have the truth. And we have to make that work for us. And that's the big battle that we're facing.
Well, they've got imperial hubris and they've been extremely arrogant for a while, but I'm starting to see a lot of their arrogance leave their demeanor, their body language, their statements. I think the New World Order is starting to figure out that we're giving them a run for their money. Joe Bannister?
Well, I agree, but the thing is that they're going to try to run faster to the finish line, which means they're going to get more and more, how should we say, tyrannical. And so we just need to expand our numbers, infect the jury pool, so to speak, the public out there, and let them know what the truth is, and let them know that the ball, the media, you know, the dominant media has been hiding the ball. And the reason they've been hiding it is they don't want people to see the truth. They don't want to see people to see a movie like Aaron's, and even question. I mean, whether Aaron, you know, every little piece of Aaron's movie is absolutely accurate, which, as far as I can tell, it is. But just getting people to think,
yes,
and question, which is what the reason I don't work for the IRS anymore, because somebody got me to think about it and question it. And as soon as I started to use what, you know, what the average intelligence I have and average education and training, and I've applied that to this issue, my eyes were opened. And that's exactly the beauty of what Aaron's movie is going to do.
Well, Joe,
we just need to spread people the word and get the people in the theaters.
You're absolutely right. And look at Romania and Ceausescu. He thought he had total control of that last day. And finally, the police, the military, the civil servants, everybody looked around and said, this is tyranny. Why are we living like this with surveillance cameras and secret arrest and out-of-control regulation and control? And I see that same process now. We have to believe we can win. We have to aggressively get out there and wake people up. Aaron Russo, run through, you know, we talk about the Federal Reserve, you get into that in the film, the IRS, that system. What are some of the other things you hit in the film? I know you hit spy chips, the RFID, the implantable chips. What are some of the other things you hit in the film?
Well, the ID cards that are coming in May 2008. You know, we discuss a lot of laws that have been passed that are totally tyrannical. You know, we discuss how Bill Clinton and George Bush are no different, that no matter which side, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you know, it's time to stop being a good Democrat, it's time to stop being a good Republican, and it's time to start being a good American.
So you shatter the false left-right paradigm.
Exactly. That's the whole point, because that's how they keep it divided. This movie, to me, is like The Wizard of Oz, when they open the curtain and you see the wizard behind playing with the, you know, with the machinery.
Control panel, yeah.
Right. That's what this movie did. This movie exposes the Federal Reserve for what it is. People think the Federal Reserve is a government agency. They don't know it's private banks. And this movie opens up the door so people get it. And that's the most important thing about this movie. They know there's no law. They understand the Federal Reserve. They know where we're heading into the New World Order and how all the banks are working together. And and there's a solution at the end of how to win and how to stop it. And what I'm saying to everybody today is, please go to the theater this weekend. You know, we have a huge weekend box office. This movie's going to spread across the country, and they don't want this movie to spread. They want to stop it dead. That's why they call the radio stations and tell them not to put me on. I mean, they're afraid of what's happening here. They're afraid of people waking up. You know, the internet has been huge for us.
Certainly has. And for those who don't know, that's how films work with a platform release. Most films are a platform release, not a bunch of radio and TV ads. What you have is limited theaters in big cities where then the distributors gauge and the theaters gauge how big this film could be. And this film deserves to be in thousands of screens. And it could build to that if you make it happen. But regardless, it's going to be an underground blockbuster. Regardless, it's going to be huge in DVD. Aaron, I mean, even the film is huge, which I think it's going to be pretty good size in theaters. How long till we can get a DVD of this?
I really don't know that answer at this moment in time. But after we pull it out of the theaters, see, as long as it's in the theater owners won't allow a DVD to come out.
Yes, I understand that.
Right, so it really depends on how long we're in the theaters for.
All right. But within 6 months, I think we should see a DVD then.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, small release, big release, 6 months, either way. We'll be right back. Final segment, Joe Bannister and Aaron Russo. America, freedom to fascism.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Tomorrow night, C-SPAN 1, American Perspectives, 8 p.m. Eastern. They're going to air the roundtable panel discussion from our 9/11 Neocon Agenda out in L.A. late last month. That is finally going to air, and it'll air again at 11 o'clock Eastern. That way folks can watch it at, 9 o'clock Pacific, so it's going to air back-to-back, basically. It's almost 2 hours long coming up Saturday night. It's on their schedule. They claim they're airing it. I'm pinching myself because we come right out with 9/11 being an inside job. Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and be sure to get the press releases about this event and get it out to everybody so people can watch it on C-SPAN, tape it, get it out to others. It's extremely powerful. And make sure that you also, if you don't have cable, you can still watch it online. We've got links up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to the C-SPAN streaming web servers so you can watch it as they put it out live. And if you notice what we did with this broadcast, we have great people like Aaron Russo on. We support people like Joe Bannister when they're in trouble. We have other filmmakers, the Loose Change Boys on. I have all the real activists, the real artists, the real patriots on this broadcast. I work with everybody that wants to fight the New World Order who has a good spirit. If you don't hear somebody on this show, folks, for long term, there's a reason. There's some bad people out there who work for the other side or who are egomaniacs, but most of them are on the payroll. If you don't hear him here, there is a reason. I can tell you, Aaron Russo, long term, I've been watching him. He is a wonderful person. So is Joe Bannister. Salt of the earth. You need to make America freedom to fascism big. You need to make sure my release directly to video film, Terror Storm, my best film, most professional, professional Hollywood score, symphony to the music. This is my best film yet. Be sure and go to InfoWars.com and get a copy of Terror Storm. Get it, make copies, get it out to everybody, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, because by supporting this radio show, you support a free platform that can then energize and support the other nucleuses, or nuclei, as Aaron was terming it, and energize what's developing. Gentlemen, in closing, Aaron Russo, final comments in 60 seconds, then final comments from Joe Bannister.
Well, for me, you know, having you on the air, you know, is an amazing thing. And from my point of view, if the people of America would just get together and stop fighting with each other and just support yourself, what you're doing, what I'm doing, what Joe does, not, you know, just, I mean, really support it. You know, there's, sometimes you need money. There's a battle going on. I often think about George Washington and the founding fathers did to get us our freedom. And I wonder why the American people today, even the ones who know what's wrong, don't step up more. And that, to me, is my biggest frustration. You know, they leave it to people like yourself or myself or Joe to do the fighting. And we need people out there who, you know, at least show up for the movie. You know, do what you got to do so we can win this battle.
Well, I agree. I think people have lacked hope, but I think they're starting to see that we can win. Joe Bannister, closing comments?
Well, I would just kind of dovetail with what Aaron was saying. The tyrants cannot succeed without the help of the public. Even though the public may not be knowingly helping them, they are by their ignorance and by their fear. And then also the law enforcement, the government employees out there, there's a lot of good ones. And you need to get out there. Everybody has a friend or a family member who's in government or who's in law enforcement. And you need to get those people in to see this movie. You need to open their eyes. And when the public's eyes are open and the law enforcement eyes are open, you'll see that the tyrants will become helpless.
Well, everybody needs to see this movie. It is a paradigm-destroying movie. It is a paradigm-shifting film. It is explosive. Every American, every person on this planet should see America, Freedom to Fascism. You've knocked it out of the park yet again, Aaron Russo. And Joe Bannister, thank you for your courage as well. I'll see everybody. In fact, when we get back in the next hour, our guest will be gone, but I'll tell you which specific theater showing it here in Austin and tell you how to come there. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you so much, and God bless you, buddy.
You bet. God bless you.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.